This is I Woke Up in Love This Morning, a band of fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco. Written by Rennie Days and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing of Brendan Urie Spencer Smith, and contains warning for somnophilia, first time, and fraudage? Okay. Brendan woke slowly. He was hazy, half asleep, and incredibly comfortable, and still half lost in the most amazing dream. His body tingled all over. There was a phantom hand still brushing over his skin, sliding up under the hem of his t-shirt and moving in drowsy patterns against the skin of his belly and chest. He could still feel the long, solid form of a male body behind him. A tickle of breath and soft hair against the curve of his neck, and a slow, sleepy rhythm of hips rocking gently against his ass. It was the very best kind of dream sex. Slow and heavy, like a long, hot, lazy fuck. The sensation lingering, even as he drifted toward consciousness. He inhaled deeply, flexing his fingers and his toes and the muscles across the back of his shoulders, working his way lazily toward a really luxurious stretch, but not quite ready to expend the effort yet. His hips rocked back a little instinctively against the push of a real cock. Brendan drew in a sharper breath at that, his eyes fluttering open, still blurry and sleepily uncomprehending. The warm hand on his belly twitched and flattened, pushing weakly against his skin as the cock behind him settled more firmly into place, nestled snugly against the crack of Brendan's ass at the fabric of two pairs of pajama pants. And the deep, steady rhythm of sleep-heavy breaths behind him roughened just a little. Fuck. Fuck, that was Spencer back there. Brendan recognized their surroundings now. Pete and Ashley's spare room. There had been wine and a lot of musical fucking around, possibly a lullaby of some kind. And in the end, Spencer and Brendan had decided to crash out here instead of trying to drive home. Sharing the bed hadn't seemed like a big deal at the time. They'd done it 1,000 times before for various reasons, but Spencer's fingers twitched against Brendan's skin again, and he pushed his hips forward with just a bit more force. Brendan barely managed not to whimper, and frantically tried to figure out what the hell he was supposed to do. Spencer was totally waking up. Brendan could hear it in the way his breathing was going unsteady, and his fingers were starting to move restlessly against him. And if Brendan tried to jump up and escape now, Spencer would definitely wake up. And then they'd both be hard and awkward and tangled together in bed and awake. And that was pretty much a situation that was going to need to be avoided. On the other hand, Spencer was waking up anyway, and Brendan... Fuck, Brendan didn't know what to do. Spencer's head moved slightly on the pillow behind him. A sweet, drowsy nuzzle that dragged the tip of his nose and what felt like dry lips across the back of Brendan's neck in a slow slide. And fuck, time was running out. He'd be awake enough to figure this mess out for himself any second. Meanwhile, Brendan was just laying there, letting himself be molested. And how the fuck was he going to explain that? He wasn't. It was a childish reaction born purely of panic. he would tell himself later, when he closed his eyes and deepened his own breathing and pretended to be soundly asleep. It had nothing to do with the rough calluses of Spencer's fingertips skimming over his belly button in tiny, barely there strokes. It had nothing to do with the ankle tangled comfortably between his own, with a hot breath stirring the hair at the back of his neck, with a slow, liquid burn at the base of his spine and pooling in the tops of his thighs. It was just panic, that's all. Spencer woke in the same kind of slow motion, dream-heavy haze that Brendan had. He buried his face against the back of Brendan's neck and muffled a sleepy, contented rumble there. His hands started a leisurely downward path that seriously almost melted Brendan's brain on the spot. But just before he got anywhere exciting, he seemed to slip far enough into awareness to figure out what he was doing. He froze. Brendan breathed deeply, keeping his face relaxed and smooth. "Shit," whispered Spencer behind him, after a long moment thick with tension. His cock twitched against Brendan's ass, just once, but it was almost enough to end the charade right there. Brendan barely managed not to react, not to thrust his hips backward and cover Spencer's hand with his own until he could kite it down and wrap them both together around his cock and just go with it. He held it together, though. He didn't move. Neither did Spencer. Brendan's heart started racing. He didn't know what to think. Fuck, Spencer wasn't moving. And his entire body felt like it was fizzing over somehow. Champagne bubbles of anxious anticipation bursting under his skin. And this was so fucking crazy. And he was so fucking hard. And holy shit, this was Spencer. Every second, Spencer's hands lingered, still and cautious against Brendan's skin. It was like hanging on the edge of a moment where 100 of your favorite dreams might be coming true. Terrifying and exhilarating and impossible to believe. Something had to give. Brendan slowly slid his hand to cover Spencer's on his belly. Spencer started, sucked in a breath, and instantly twitched like he was going to pull away. But Brendan tangled his fingers with Spencer's and allowed himself to drag in a deep, shuddery breath before exerting just the slightest downward pressure. It was just a hint, nothing more than a nudge before Brendan went still and tense, waiting to see what Spencer would do. Spencer hesitated, breathing rough and uncertain over the back of Brendan's neck. And a century passed in the moment before he let his hips shift forward into Brendan's, just slightly, just a hint. Brendan moaned, shaky and faint, a barely vocalized breath of sound, and slid their combined hands down his belly in an achingly slow motion. Spencer pushed his hot face into Brendan's neck, ground his hips a little helplessly against Brendan's ass, and let Brendan guide their fingers down to press against his cock over the cotton of his sleep pants. "Fuck," Spencer whispered against his shoulder. Brendan shivered and pushed his cock forward against their hands. Spencer groaned, disentangling his hand in one quick motion and moving it to rest against Brendan's belly again, this time sliding the tips of his fingers just beneath the waistband of Brendan's pants. He left them there, light and questioning. And in response, Brendan hooked his ankle over and behind Spencer's leg and slid it up until his legs were spread, his hips thrusting backwards so he could grind his ass against Spencer's cock. "Brendan," Spencer said desperately, and slid his hand down into Brendan's pajama pants to wrap around hot, bare skin. "Fuck," Brendan gasped. "Fuck, Spence." Spencer's hips stuttered forward and then picked up a helpless rhythm, moving roughly in time with his hand on Brendan's cock. And Brendan wanted to reach back and return the favor, jerk Spencer off, hard and naked in his hand, or, oh, maybe turn over and slide down and suck him. But it was so good like this. Feeling Spencer against his ass and Brendan was already so close that it was too late. Spencer's mouth opened suddenly against the skin of Brendan's neck, a hot, sloppy kiss just under his ear. And Brendan shuddered, arching and panting, until Spencer bit down lightly and that was it. It was over just like that. He came, body tight and lit up like a sparkler, groaning raggedly in the back of his throat. "Shit, shit," Spencer whispered weakly, and bucked his hips hard into Brendan's body, shaking his way through his own orgasm with a rough, hoarse moan. The world slipped back into focus around them, and Brendan was abruptly aware that he was sprawled out in his boss's guest bed, with probably his best friend in the world's hand down his pants, still gently holding his softening cock. Brendan's legs spread kind of sluttily, and Spencer's cum dampening his pants against the skin of his ass. And it should all be really, really awkward, but somehow it wasn't. They hadn't even kissed yet. A surprisingly comfortable silence fell over the room. Eventually, Spencer was the one to break it. "That was..." He trailed off, apparently at a loss for words. "Hot," Brendan supplied, twisting his head back to grin at Spencer. And Spencer couldn't quite seem to help grinning back. "Yeah," he agreed. He bit his lip and it was pretty much the most adorable thing ever. Brendan wanted to bite it for him, but a polite person would brush his teeth first. At the very least, before a first kiss. There were vague, kitcheny sounds coming from elsewhere in the house, and Brendan could hear Bronx banging what sounded like a wooden spoon against a metal pot. "Get it, excellent rhythm." Brendan thought idly about getting a seriously tiny drum kit commissioned, so he and Spencer could start giving him lessons really, really early. Get them while they're young, that's the key. Before being temporarily distracted by the smell of coffee wafting through the house. "Ooh," he said. And Spencer was already letting go of Brendan's cock, disentangling their bodies and grimacing slightly at the state they'd left themselves in. "We have to shower first. We seriously cannot go out there like this." Brendan's face lit up with a hopeful grin, and Spencer took one look at him and started laughing a little sheepishly. "Yeah, okay," he said, ducking his head almost shyly for a moment. And Brendan wanted to kiss him so badly he could practically taste it. "Come on," he said, suddenly eager to bounce out of bed. The sooner they got to the bathroom, the sooner Brendan could brush his teeth, which meant the sooner he could be kissing Spencer and dragging him into the shower. There were conversations they probably needed to have and should, but that kind of thing could totally wait. Right now, coffee and a tiny baby and the prospect of a naked Spencer were waiting. Also breakfast. Not necessarily in that order. Spencer pushed himself to his feet, hesitated, and then tugged Brendan close into something that was not quite a hug, and not quite a nuzzle, just sort of pulling their bodies flush for a moment, and ducking his face against Brendan's neck. Brendan leaned into it, nuzzling his own face into Spencer's neck, and if Pete's loud, braying laughter hadn't broken the moment, God only knows how long they might have stood that way. They broke apart, grinning at each other like guilty children, and gathered up their clothes from the night before in preparation for the sprint of shame down the hall to the bathroom. Brendan curled his fingers into the waistband at the back of Spencer's sleep pants, and decided that he didn't care if they got caught. Pete and Ashley would just think it was hilarious. Besides, if Brendan got his way about things, they'd be finding out soon enough anyway. The end.
Reader's notes.
The time is now 7:31 a.m. I woke up at 7:14 a.m. Last night before I went to bed, I opened up the PDF of I Woke Up in Love This Morning, and I set up GarageBand, so that as soon as I woke up, I could just record it with, you know, sleep voice and everything. Just like Brendan, I haven't actually brushed my teeth for this little bit of morning sex. So, yeah, this was as podficked sleepily as I could manage. Hope it doesn't detract too much from the quality of the porn. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.